Welcome to Negotiation with Alice, your negotiation podcast. I am here to answer all your questions about anything and everything negotiation based. It can be about something with your children, your spouse, your friends, your colleagues, your family, your parents. Come on the show, ask me a question, and I will give you negotiation advice. Welcome to the show. We've got Scott Jacobs here today. Scott, please introduce yourself.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Alice. My name is Scott Jacobs.
Great. And I believe you've got a business negotiation question here for me today, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for about 30 years now, and it's not infrequent that we get the question. You know, it's very common in our line of work. It costs 1% for the work and the services, meaning all the thorough financial planning we do and all the asset management, do custodial work and everything else, 1%. And sometimes a family or an individual will say to me, you know, well, there's like a robo-advisor that does it for like half price or less. You know, can you do it for less? And really what they're asking is, you know, it's really an algorithm. Like there's no personal touch, you know, in there at all. It's really just an algorithm. And it's a lot cheaper, but it's really it's like a Ford, you know, Focus and a Bentley. Like, yes, they're two cars and they have four wheels, but they are not the same. And so the price is the same. And so that question comes up from time to time. And I thought maybe since you're my negotiation guru in my life, you would have some insight around some of that.
Of course. It's also kind of like the difference between staying at the Holiday Inn versus the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Right.
And so the question that I have before we dive into the full answer is, are you vetting them properly with questions peppered throughout before you even discuss the 1%? Or are you jumping into the 1% conversation prematurely?
So it's really usually an agenda item, right? Who we are, what we do, what our blind spots are, what we're good at. Lots of questions about the family, why we're even having this conversation today, why they reach out to us, why now? What can you do this on your own? Why do you need someone else to really unpack? Are we even able to add any value? The cost question comes up from time to time in different places. We make sure it comes up at least in an agenda item, so it's unpacked, very transparent and very clear. So it comes up in different parts of the conversation. But we're really clear about what it costs. And to your point, it is very different to stay at the Holiday Inn or the Super 8 versus to stay at like a Marriott or a Four Seasons. I mean, that's not the same client experience, right?
Right. So when you're asking the questions, I did hear you say that you're asking them, why would you use us instead of using, you know, something on the computer? So are you diving deeply enough during that section of the conversation so that you understand what it is they're looking for, so that when they come back around on the back end, and they go, well, 1% seems really high, that you can point back to parts of the conversation where they expressed, you know, we want white glove service. We want to be able to call someone whenever, you know what I mean? Like, because you want to be able to like tease those out prior to them making the objection. So that when they make the objection, you can say, but hold on a second. I heard you say a few minutes ago that XYZ was really important to you. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, does that happen? And then are you getting hung up anyway?
Yeah, I think that can happen sometimes. And it's important to remind them of what they're asking for and what they're looking for. And the value of what they're asking for has a price point. And if they don't want to hear from a professional who knows that their kid's at Vanderbilt, their dog's name is Leo, their mom's an assisted living at, you know, in Berkeley, and that they're on their second marriage and they've got a kid with special needs, if they don't want all of that, then they should go to a robo-advisor and pay half price. But if you want someone that literally is a trusted advisor, a co-pilot on your plane through all sorts of good and bad weather and up and down markets and life changes, then it makes sense to enlist an RIA, a firm like us, and pay what it costs.
And the other thing you could do is, if you're not already, right before you tell them it's a 1% fee, that you let them know, look, our fee might feel expensive to you. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. we are offering these things that you just told me are very important to you. And you list them off again, right? All the different benefits.
That's right.
And then you say it's 1%. But I want you to preface it by saying it might feel expensive.
Yeah.
But this, all the benefits that you want come at a price. Yeah. you've ever wondered, how do I get my spouse to do more of their share of the chores? Or you figure, how can I convince them to go on this vacation? You're basically negotiating. So if you'd like to get better at negotiation so that you can have better outcomes in your life, please check out Alice's negotiation courses. You can find them at negotiationwithalice.com. Please visit my website, come and join and be a part of our small group negotiation course, and I will get your negotiation chops a lot sharper.
One of the things that I bring up, you know, from time to time when it becomes a topic, is that I say things like, if you're concerned about making a big financial mistake because of something you don't know about, if that is worth 1%, having people in your life to help you avoid making those mistakes, then you hire a firm like us. If it's not worth it, you do not, right? If having sort of a co-pilot, you know, and like I said earlier, you know, good and bad weather, someone you can lean on to make good decisions, tax-efficient decisions, looking and analyzing Medicare and Social Security decisions, Roth conversions, if having someone in your life, you know, to do those kinds of things makes sense, then the 1% works. If you don't need someone for all those things, then you wouldn't hire us. And I just kind of point to a few different, you know, look at the price and look at these things here. So it's the cost of making a mistake, hearing and learning about something you didn't even know about. Is that worth the 1%? And then like having everything custodied and at, you know, one institution with resources behind you, if having someone like that, you know, is worth it, then I think you hire us. But if it's not, then you go in a different direction. And so I just kind of paint the few different reasons why it would make sense or it wouldn't make sense. And then they get to decide, right? I'm not in the convincing business. I'm in the educating business and the planning business. It's a different business.
Right. So if they want a thought partner,
right,
you know, along with them so that the professionals can guide them,
sure,
to make educated decisions, that comes at a cost of 1%.
Right.
You know, and you can say, however, if you're, because it's a different product, right?
Yeah.
Doing some kind of robo thing, mm-hmm, is a very different product than what you are offering. So I think you also need to distinguish that when they say, well, why can't I just go online? I can just go get that for like way cheaper. Why should I pay you? You should let them know it's actually a different product. We offer high levels of service.
Yep.
And high level of expert thought leadership and partnership, that's what you're paying for.
Sure.
You're not getting that when you go for the cheaper thing online.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. I find it, there's a parallel, a huge parallel in my life and the way I see the world to financial health and wellness and your physical health and wellness. Let's just go with the physical health and wellness for a second. So you think about it. Everything about Pilates and yoga and Zumba and keto and vegan, it's all online. All the information to move properly, eat properly, and be healthy is available. Information is not an issue. It's everywhere. And yet what? We're the most obese country on the planet by far. I don't even think there's a close second. So it's not an information issue with your health and wellness. Same thing with financial services. It's all out there. It's all out there, how to invest, how to rebalance, how to be tax efficient, how to do planning. The problem is not information, it's implementation. And it's the same thing with personal training, eating right, and doing the right thing for your health. It's the same thing. So it's, you don't need someone to tell you what to do. You need someone to help you implement. And I think that's the big difference. And so if you want someone to help you, life coaching, professional coaching, financial coaching around all of this, then you pay someone to do it. And if you have it and you can take care of it and you can self-discipline both your health and your financial wellness, then you do it on your own. But I think there's a huge parallel between both those items. There's no information shortage on any of this stuff. And yet how come there's a huge pile of people that if they had a $1,000 emergency this month, they couldn't come up with the money? So not an information issue, it's an implementation issue. Same thing.
Right, definitely. Yeah. And so the other thing is, I think that as you're speaking to them, mm-hmm, you really want to be teasing out the fact that they do want your services so that by the time you tell them that it's 1%, mm-hmm, they've already made up their mind that they want to work with you.
Sure.
That the 1% is not going to be an issue because they've, based on the conversation that you've had all the way up until that point,
right,
it's all about, here's everything that we can offer. And they're going to say, yes, I am in. Whatever it costs, I'm in because I feel like you will help me.
Right.
So then by the time you get to the 1% conversation, it shouldn't be an issue. Even if it does feel expensive, they're already mentally bought into your products and services.
Sure.
Right. And sure. So just be aware, and this is really for everyone, not just for you, Scott,
yeah,
that if the pricing is the issue, or it seems to be the issue, it could be that it's coming up too early in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that you ask a lot of questions about what it is they're looking for to make sure that it's a good fit. Because if they're just looking for cost, then it's not a good fit, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, at the end of the day, we're like any other item out there. We're not the low cost provider. There's always going to be someone cheaper. And so if you want the cheapest, it's a hotel, it's an hourly, or it's a Motel 6. And if you want the cheapest, whatever, that's available to you. We're not in that. That's not the business we're in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Scott, for coming on. And how can people reach you if they would like to work with you?
Yeah, so you can go to sjacobs@epwealth.com as an email. Epwealth.com is the RIA. 415-902-5258. Certainly call, reach out. We just love educating the public and sharing with folks like what your options are out there, so you know what to choose. And if we're a great fit, we're happy to get involved. And if not, we refer out all the time. So thanks so much for your time, Alice, and having me on the show.
Thank you for tuning in to Negotiation with Alice, your negotiation podcast. It's been a pleasure having you be part of the conversation. Please hit like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time. If you enjoyed my podcast, Negotiation with Alice, and are interested in working with me to level up your negotiation, communication, and persuasion skills, please check out ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. That's Shekinah, spelled ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. See you on the next podcast.